Anyway, I picked up the paper and I thought it would be interesting just to have a look and just read some of these stories. You can always tell from a local paper, you can tell a lot about an area. And I'm going to just read a couple of the stories here, which I think it warrants it. This is the Fulham and Hammersmith Chronicle. Story on the front page. Crack house raid, Nets huge arsenal. It tells me a little bit about the area. Then I go on to this bit, Shepherd's Bush. A 27-year-old woman had her bag stolen with £1,000 of cash in it. Now, what is wrong with that story? Because it would be £1,000 if you had your bag stolen. And how much money was in the bag when it was stolen? I think £1,000. Shepherd, no one in Shepherd's Bush has ever owned £1,000. This is nice. Ambulance crew deny stealing cash. What a lovely area this is. All right, you pump his chest, I'll go through his pockets. Rotating school building, a good move. A school building will be rotated to make it easier for students and staff to move between lessons. Well, there's always a simple solution. Firefighters attended a blaze last night when an ice cream van was deliberately set on fire by a gang of toddlers in the Peabody Estate. This is the one I'm going to take. This is the headline. I'm going to remember the area by this. Alcoholic commits arson in own flat. You know what? More often though, it's the classifieds where you really get a sense of the beating heart of a community. This caught my eye immediately. For sale, double pine bed, includes mattress, some stains. And the people selling their clothes in the paper, how does this happen? For sale, 12 pairs of men's trousers, size 36 waist, genuine reason for selling. What could possibly be a genuine reason for selling all your trousers? Do you just wake up in the morning and think, you know what, I've had it with trousers, don't want them anymore, don't want them in my life. Get the paper on the phone, put an advert in, mention I'm genuine, tell them I'm genuine, will you? The best one I had, when I was in Reading, I've been collecting these everywhere. I was in Reading, and a little thing in the back of the paper, and it said, fishing reel cover fits most fishing reels, 50p. And then he put underneath, no time wasters. I would find it difficult to waste this guy's time any more efficiently than he is doing his own, frankly.
On time wasters.
That's Hammersmith. You leave it there for 5 minutes. Fucking God, look at that. Unbelievable.